MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Sexually transmitted infections are declining in New Mexico, according to the state's Department of Health, though the state still ranks number 2, only behind South Dakota, in both congenital and primary and secondary syphilis, in the rate per 100,000 population. The announcement comes during STI Awareness Week. From 2024 to 2025, syphilis cases dropped nearly 19%, while congenital syphilis fell more than 32%. Chlamydia cases were down just over 5% in the state, and gonorrhea decreased by about 6% over the same period. Health officials say the decline is due to expanded community outreach, increasing testing and treatment, and greater use of DoxyPep, a post-exposure medication taken after unprotected sex, to reduce the risk of infection. They also credit partnerships with community, medical, and tribal organizations. For more information on prevention and resources, visit nmhealth.org. And nuclear waste shipments to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant could soon be rerouted through Hobbs, as planned highway construction forces officials to find a temporary alternative. The proposed route would take shipments through Seminole, Texas, into New Mexico on Highway 62, then along Marlin Boulevard through Hobbs before heading to the facility about 30 miles east of Carlsbad. Currently, shipments enter the state on Highway 176 from Andrews, Texas, travel south on Highway 18 to Jowl, then west on Highway 128 to Whip. But upcoming construction on Highway 176 and 128 is expected to fully disrupt the route. Officials have not said how long the closure could last. Any new route must be approved by both the City of Hobbs and Lee County, but final approval would come from the New Mexico Transportation Commission, with local communities signing off on the plan. WHIP leaders are set to present the proposal to state regulators on Thursday and have invited Hobbs City Commissioners to attend. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.